Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting out of Spokane. I've got our live streaming audio fixed. Hopefully, so far, so good. We're dealing with a little bit of bleed over, but now I think we're in good shape. We got good audio so far as I can tell. What do you think, Lady Liberty?
Yeah, well, good morning, everyone. Good morning to you as well. And yeah, we had run into a little bit of an issue, and it wasn't from our end, I don't think.
No, nope.
And so good thing that is taken care of and all straightened out. So
yeah, the good folks at Liberty Broadcasting System working hard, American Christian Network. It's one of the very few radio stations left in the United States where it is continuous conservative Christian patriot programming and biblical teaching. There's independently owned like this, just very, very few. So it's really,
and they do a really good job over there too. I mean, all the programs that they have on, they've got just a great lineup, I think. So
yeah, yep, absolutely.
And we just get to be part of it, so that's cool.
I know, and I love being a part of it. It's a huge blessing. Yep. Hey, right now, remember the folks in the Southeast in your prayers. We got Hurricane Zeta made landfall last night as a Category 2. We've got Ameron operators in the area and the surrounding area standing by as the storm passes. They're expecting major widespread power outages from that. So folks will be getting their antennas back up in the air and collecting information from the local communities and calling out for help if they need it. So all of our Ameron operators are going to be standing by, along with many others in the amateur radio community, to lend a helping hand. So, yeah, remember those folks in your prayers. And thanks for all the Ameron operators standing by, dutifully ready to serve.
That's right. And yeah, all of those people down there are so awesome anyway. They're all ready. They're ready to go. So
absolutely. Yep. Now, I trust you are ready to go with the word of the day to get us started off with
well-grounded. Yes, of course. Okay, so the word of the day for Thursday is from Matthew chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, which read, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." And that is it.
All right, forgive. There we go.
Right, and this comes right on the heels of the model prayer, where, you know, the one that reads, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And then where it says, "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forget our debt as we forgive our debtors." So forgive us as we forgive others. And so, and then directly after he's finished saying that, then he puts that emphasis on it in verse 14 and 15, making sure to make the point about you're forgiven as you forgive.
Right.
And so that's we've talked about this before, and apparently it's pretty weighty.
Yeah, I know. You've had that talk with me before.
Oh, no.
About forgiveness. I struggle with this one.
Do you?
There are some people, there are some traitorous, evil, vile, unrepentant people that I am just, I struggle in my private thoughts. Seriously. I mean, you know, so.
Well, I'm not laughing.
And I still want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And I want to be obedient to him. But man, there are just, but then there are some people that deserve to be forgiven. But then it goes back to, do I really deserve to be forgiven?
Right.
No, I don't. They're like, all right. Then we're back to square one.
It's, yeah, like, okay, exactly.
Kicking rocks. And,
Well, yeah, that's the thing is we're called to be like Christ, and it says that if we are able to forgive others the same way that, you know, we want him to forgive us, it also affects the ability of our prayer life. Like we could, it says that, through different scriptures that we would have miraculous prayer results if we are truly able to forgive others in the same manner.
Yeah. Don't even come to me with your prayers until you get that sorted out over there.
That's right.
And forgiveness. You deal with the forgiveness issues and then come and bring your petitions to me. I was basically paraphrasing. That's what the Lord said.
Right. And that can be very, very difficult. And we've talked to so many different people about this kind of thing also. And they said, well, you know, how do you forgive? How does that happen? You just say it and then it's done. And then, you know, no, that's not exactly how that works out. Sometimes it takes, you have to forgive that same person every day for 10 years before you finally actually feel like you have truly forgiven them.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I see what you mean with the struggle because, you know, I'm no better. So, you know, it's the same way.
Yeah, there's quite a battle when you see how conniving and evil people are trying to advance just an absolutely godless, pure wickedness. You know, and there's a time to deal with those people in certain ways. I mean, you know, there's warfare, you know, and open warfare.
Right.
Then there's our justice system, you know, that we use to go after people that, you know, harm others. And right now that's all topsy-turvy and upside down. I mean, we have riots right now taking place in Philadelphia.
Right.
You know, of course, these are planned. This is part of a communist revolution that's taking place to create that chaos. But, you know, there's somebody with a long history and a long track record of violence against the police, against women, against, you know, using all kinds of various weapons, resisting the police. Just this week, has a knife, and one thing leads to another. He's in a conflict with police. The police end up having to shoot him. And so now here we are with the riots, you know, because, well, he's black, so it's untouchable, right?
Right.
You see any kind of a crime you commit doesn't, you know, well, if you're black, you got to let him go. I mean, that's kind of the message right now.
Right, exactly.
Or if you do anything to him.
How else do you sum it up? There's no other way to sum that up.
Yeah. And so justice, but this is a communist tactic. In the name of justice, they create injustices. They run down and beat people up who have nothing to do with this, of all different colors.
Right.
Right. If they're wearing a red hat that looks like it says Make America Great, they're going to run them down and beat them up. Right. All in the name of justice. They're going to burn somebody's business to the ground in the name of justice.
Right. And I wish I had the article sitting here in front of me. I think the guy's last name is Simone or Simeon, who came up with the I almost had it on the tip of my tongue. Darn it. This guy came up with the idea, and it's a communist tactic, but he came up with the decision that hate is not okay unless you hate the person that hates. Right.
Right.
And so I'm sorry.
Or the person you claim is the one who hates, then you can hate them.
Yes, exactly. So, right. So boy, talk about circular thinking there.
The circular logic is just, it's astounding. It's so irrational.
He needs to go back to the drawing board and actually draw pictures for himself, I think, to try to explain how that doesn't add up.
Right. Well, none of it does. And it's not supposed to. This is, you know, this is design. This is chaos. That is by design. In fact, over at Kootenai County, did you know, they did a great job. They put up a posting here. Did you know disinformation, quote unquote, disinformation, the hot new media buzzword you now hear everywhere, is calculated in indoctrinating you for a purpose? Now, let me stop right there. He's right, but I've been talking about disinformation or desinformatia, which is a KGB tactic.
Yep.
Deliberately misleading people with erroneous information, or it's just, you know, it's propaganda, but with a purpose. I mean, it's a propaganda on a mission. That's disinformation, desinformatia.
Right.
It is the left. It is the communists who use this tactic. But now you've got MSNBC, you've got CNN, you've got all of these leftist, communist, Marxist propaganda platforms running these exposés, these shows on the topic of disinformation.
Right.
Pointing to Trump or conservatives and the Patriots and those on the right as using disinformation to mislead you. They're projecting. They're doing just what communists have always done. They point to you and accuse you of doing the very thing that they are doing.
I know. And that's it's intentional and it's contrived and it's meant to cause confusion, and which also is of Satan. That is his MO, is to cause confusion.
The great right? deceiver.
Yep.
Yeah. So let me finish reading here this posting. They do always do a great job over there at Kootenai County. Did you know? It's a Facebook page. The party told you to reject. Now, here's a quote from George Orwell. The party told you to reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. It was their final, most essential command. And if all others accepted to lie, which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. And that's what we're seeing with everything from racial justice or injustice to the rewriting of our American heritage and our history to COVID-19.
Right. Yep.
It's all the lie. They make sure all the lies line up to with each other, and then it goes down as truth.
Right. You know, can I just say, there's little else I hate as much as lying. I mean, ever since the time I was little, that was how I was raised, is that you do not lie. In fact, you know, that was my dad. He'd make you a deal. If you tell the truth, I'll let you off and you will not get in trouble. Anything is better than being lied to. And so that was always the deal. And that was how I grew up. I thought that was pretty fair,
yeah.
You know, because at least it teaches you some integrity and to be honest. And sure. So, you know, just being lied to just continuously, I don't know. I'm just very, very tired of it. And I'm tired of it being so prevalent, especially in this era. It's like, you know, from everywhere, even from just taking a drive to the store, there's all the masks right in front of you. Well,
yeah,
there's that's all wrapped up in lies. And then, you know, how many actual numbers have supposedly died from this? There's
another whole thing wrapped up in lies. It's the big UK now is locking everyone down. They're saying all these police commissioners will be enforcing the holiday rules. For the holidays at Christmas time, police will be going into people's homes who they suspect or who are turned in by snitches
right.
of having more than the minimum amount or maximum amount of people in their home who's not from that home in violation of the holiday COVID ordinances.
I know. And, you know, one of my favorites, Winston Churchill, one of my favorites ever in history, he would be rolling over in his grave right now
yep.
to think of what they fought off in World War II to be having that happen right now.
Yeah, over madness.
Yep.
The enemy is like yourself.
Yes, right, right.
We're not even fighting off Nazis,
yeah,
right?
Self-inflicted.
No, there were people that wanted to capitulate to Hitler and to the Nazis. Oh, we need to, you know, seek peace. And they wanted to make peace with Hitler and compromise with him. And,
right.
and of course, he was livid. Here, there's not even a real enemy. It's just your own imaginations, the lies, the swirling lies.
Right. And that's another very interesting point that you just brought up, that the people from England that wanted to compromise with a Nazi, for crying out loud, you never, ever compromise with the devil. You never compromise with a bad guy. You know what I mean? Because he is standing beneath you, and you're standing on higher ground. And why would you ever give up your higher ground to an enemy? You know
exactly.
what I mean? Even not even one inch.
You
never give up your higher ground to the enemy.
And you know what? A lot of people are not, but they're those who are the adversaries are trying to make us believe that this is what everyone wants,
right.
that everyone's on board except you. You're the freak that won't get on board.
Right.
But look, and there was this awesome posting, and we got to take a break.
Yeah.
There was this awesome posting on Twitter. I believe it was Twitter by. A user, Praying Medic, posted this. But the polls, right? That's all it says. Mm-hmm. But the polls! !
Right.
Well, it's in response to this. Pictures of backed up traffic for miles and miles down the freeway, as far as you can see, with Trump flags, American flags, don't tread on me flags, the blue line we support, the police flags, all
yep.
this. So this is what was posted by a user named Cindy. Wow, 85 miles worth
85 miles.
Both directions.
Wow.
Seaford to Montauk, New York. New York.
Ha ha.
There were 9,604 cars plus many supporters on side roads and on every overpass all the way out.
Wow.
So Trump is pulling in thousands. He's packing stadiums, thousands of people showing up for Trump rallies. And this last one at Biden, 34 people.
Yeah, right. Yep.
I mean, but they're saying, oh, all the polls, he's way ahead. No. Yeah,
those are lies.
I don't buy it.
Those are lies.
Stinking liars.
Yeah, when you see 85 miles of people holding Trump flags, 85 miles down the highway.
Right.
And of all states,
waiting
New York
to get into a Trump rally.
Right. Yep. And then, not only that, but we were listening to a great song that I believe the Latino community created,
Cubans
or Cubans.
Cuban immigrants in Florida,
right?
With the boat parades, all the
yes.
boats.
Yeah, that all have... there's just so many boats in this video clip of boats that had Trump flags all over the place, and everybody's singing "Vote for Trump." And it was
we love America, God bless America. Yep. These all so much for the Latino vote, right? Oh, the Latino votes are all Biden. That's such
they love
bull.
Him. They love him.
They absolutely do love him. They're dancing. They're making floats and parades
and
flags.
They're creating songs. Bands are making songs saying how to vote for Trump. And
hey, nobody understands the freedom of America like immigrants from places like Cuba.
Like Cuba.
People
who
have been subjected to communism, or their parents or grandparents did, and they were taught well about communism and the reality of it. And they're saying, no, we want no part of it. Don't tell us what we think. Don't tell us what we support. You don't speak for us.
Right.
Biden, Harris, and all the other liars.
Yep.
That's what they are, too. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come right back after this. And we've got quite a bit of research to go over that we've been putting off for 2 days, sadly. So segment two is going to be all yours.
Oh, I don't know that I'll need the entire thing, but we can try.
We'll see. We'll try to stuff as much in. You know you're going to run out of time.
Okay.
All right. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt. Don't go too far away.
Minutemen Coffee Company, born out of the idea of freedom, liberty, and the patriot movement sweeping across this great nation that we call home. Single origin, whole bean coffee, roasted and blended to perfection in small batches when you order. Minutemen Coffee is delivered to your door for the freshest, most robust whole bean coffee you've ever tasted. Coffee is the second most important item for your preps next to water, so why not have the best coffee in your preps? Check us out on the web at www.minutemencoffee.com, minutemencoffee.com.
I've also asked the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
to
have
change
a
the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
We do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And on that Minutemen Coffee, don't forget to add the coupon code RFR to get 15% off on your next order. Super important. I want you guys to save some money while you're supporting a Patriot-owned business right here in the American Redoubt. Another great business here in the American Redoubt, which is the sponsor for segment two, is Strategic Self-Defense, giving you the home field advantage. Overcoming threats by planning, equipping, and training in your home or your business or on your property from your vehicle. So it's very customized self-defense training. Check them out at strategicself-defense.com. Lady Liberty, you've got some updates, kind of on the macro, global, strategic, geo scale.
Geopolitical.
Geopolitical. Yeah. Right. I knew I could get it out. I just wanted to mix it all up.
That's right.
Political.
It's more fun that way.
Political geo locate something. Go ahead.
Right. Okay. So what I was talking about earlier this week was an article that I was reading about the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, who was on a huge trip in Asia where he is bolstering allies against the Chinese regime. And what I thought was so strategically interesting about it was the fact that all of the nations that we're beefing up our alliances with are all, you know, strategically located around China. Mm. And so India is currently having massive problems with China, so much so that recently they had a border clash with China that ended up killing 20 Indian soldiers. And it was the Chinese People's Liberation Army that killed those people. And they said, boy, was India mad at that. They said,
I remember that.
They said, that China has made a permanent enemy out of India. It'll take a minimum of two generations to have friendly China response from us. And so they are in the process right now and already boycotting Chinese products. And they're telling all of their people to hurry up and delete all the Chinese mobile apps as fast as they can.
Good advice.
And it is excellent advice. So the boycotting of Chinese products is a very interesting economic development that India, being a close ally to the United States, could prove to be very, very worthwhile. Because what we're seeing with India is that they're very close competition to China, as far as being able to produce products that are affordable. And so the whole idea of economic decoupling from China, like Dr. Anders Kaur had said in an article that I was talking about previously, where he laid out 10 different ways to take a tougher approach towards the CCP. And his economic decoupling is one of them, which Trump definitely supports as well. And so the fact that we may be able to create such a great economic alliance with India as to replace all of our massive, you know, product need from India.
Exactly. There's your workforce right there.
Right.
It might not be as affordable as, or I guess as cheap.
Right.
But it probably wouldn't be as cheap either.
Right. They may actually have higher quality
products. And I mean, I'd like to see eventually those jobs come back to the United States as much as possible.
Right. Me too. And so I think that, you know, America first, right?
That's right.
And, but, you know, maybe in the interim, while we're building back up, building our industry base back up, maybe India can help us out.
Yep.
And I don't see anything wrong with that. So I think it's pretty brilliant, actually, that Mike Pompeo is over there strengthening all of these, you know, all of our ties with all of these countries that are located directly around China.
It's strategic. The only person who would not be for that is someone who's sold their soul to the communist Chinese.
Right. Yep, exactly. It says, well, Mike Pompeo himself said, we're looking forward to strengthening critical relationships with our friends and partners, emphasizing our deep commitment to the Indo-Pacific and advancing our vision for long-term partnership and prosperity in the region. And so, yeah, by all means, if that's what we need to be doing, then fantastic. Because if we are preventing their expansion by, you know, prohibiting them to, you know, more or less recuperate Taiwan, that will prevent them from going to us next, right? And so, you know, there's some other developments that fall in line with this time to take a tougher approach strategy that we're working on. And one of those was the fact that the feds just indicted 8 in alleged CCP plots to harass and intimidate citizens to return to China.
Wow.
And I thought that was very interesting because what they're doing is illegal. And it says here that the FBI and Department of Justice on Wednesday said they have indicted 8 Chinese Communist Party operatives who allegedly engaged in a plot to intimidate or coerce dissidents around the world, including in the United States.
Wow.
And so it's interesting because they said that the charges announced on Wednesday were unambiguous statements that the United States will not tolerate this type of flagrant conduct on our shores. And they were apparently so brazen that it says that the Chinese government's brazen attempts to surveil, threaten, and harass our own citizens and lawful permanent residents while on American soil are part of China's diverse campaign of theft and malign influence in our country and around the world. And so then it kind of goes through and describes the threats that they are actually, you know, sending to these people that have legally immigrated to the United States. And it says, for one instance, several of the defendants, along with CCP officials, attempted to bring the victim's elderly father from China to the United States against the father's will in April of 2017 to use surprise arrival of his elderly father to threaten and attempt to coerce the victim to go back to China, where he would presumably face punishment, said the FBI and the DOJ. And another one of the defendants who was an unidentified co-conspirator, allegedly put a note on the victim's home saying, if you are willing to go back to the mainland and spend 10 years in prison, your wife and children will be all right. That's the end of this matter, exclamation mark. And so that was the quote. So they're actually contacting Chinese dissidents and threatening their families on the mainland if they don't go back.
Exactly.
And they want to put them in prison when they get there.
That's how communists operate.
Right.
Yeah.
And so it is definitely imperative that we do take a tougher approach towards the CCP. We need to, just like Dr. Anders Kaur put out in all of his outline of 10 strategies, and starting with getting the Chinese consulate in New York closed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it looks like we're exposing them, so this is a good thing. We just got to get the word out there and help spread the word. Thank you all for helping us spread the word on all of this stuff, by the way. But we are up against the clock once again, so we're going to have to let you guys go. But you have a blessed day. Join us tomorrow morning right here, 7 a.m. for the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. God bless.
And you all have a wonderful Thursday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.